And I wanted to start today's show with thinking about what today represents. And I start there because, you know, I'm that guy that oftentimes, specifically on the weekends, when you're not running around a million different places, you're not doing, you're not in the middle of the work week, I like to reflect. I think that reflecting is something that is great for every individual out there, specifically with regards to just your mindset and thinking about what you do that's productive in life and what you want to get accomplished moving forward. And I had a moment of reflection when I thought about being here on this Memorial Day and not necessarily doing the radio show, but just being in this moment with all of the things that are going on in the world and what have went on in the world before us. And I oftentimes, and I can't be the only one, I am, in my opinion, I'll be a little bit harsh on myself today. I am too forgetful at times about making sure that I am cognizant of remembering those that put it all on the line. And so I aim to remember more. And I'm not sitting here saying that I'm not, that I'm an ungrateful human being. That's not the point that I'm making. What I'm saying, though, is I think that we get so caught up in our daily lives and our routines and everything that's going on that the little things that we're allowed to do, we overlook the fact that there have been people and continue to be people that will put their life on the line to protect the country, okay? And I acknowledge that. You guys know that. And I think that that's something that I want to try to do a little bit more is remember those that we lost. Every time that I come across an individual that's in uniform, I give them their respect. Every time that I see an elderly person that has the, you know, the cool, they have the cool hat that showcases that they're a veteran, Josh Wheeler's producing today.
Yep.
I thank them for their service, mm-hmm. right? But those are the people that are with us.
Yeah.
Those are the people that are walking amongst us. The people that didn't make it back, that lost their lives, their family, their community, those people, I want to, you know, for the rest of my life, or as much as I can, think more about them. Mm-hmm. You know, I saw a cool story, and I can't remember the gentleman's name, but he's an elderly man that they fundraised to get him a scooter. And one of the things that he wanted to do with the scooter was he wanted to be able to move around, you know, better, right? Like you need that assistance physically. And he wanted to go and put down so many flags in the cemetery for those lost soldiers, those people that we lost years ago. And it took my breath away. Number one, when I saw the story and it showcased how grateful he was he had tears in his eyes when he found out that they had come up with like $6,000 or $7,000 for him to get this new equipment. And then he said, the first thing that I want to do is be able to go out in the cemetery and plant those flags. And I think that he actually was a part of doing that this weekend. So I thought about that, and
he's known as Patriotic Kenny.
Yes. That's right. That's right. And I saw him on Instagram. Yep. Patriotic Kenny.
Yep.
Thank you for the assist there. You're very Chris Paul-like. I love that. But when I saw that, it took my breath away because it really speaks to the heart of who we all should be in terms about caring for those that cared for all of us. But with that, too, I get super reflective when I think about, like, my family. And I think about, like, my grandfather, He fought in the war many, many, many years ago. And my grandfather's been dead now for almost 13 years. But and he didn't die in combat. Okay. Mm-hmm. So I'm not saying that. But I think about other family members that did go over and fought and didn't make it back. And there's something I have saved on my phone, because one of the things of my grandmother, who passed away almost 20 years ago now, something that she wanted to do, was never able to do, and my dad, on her behalf, wants to get this done eventually, is my grandmother had a brother that died and overseas, and he's buried overseas. And my father, he wants to get over there to visit the gravesite. And this screenshot that I have here, it reads, Clyde Jones Jr., Private First Class, U.S. Army, from Arkansas. Date of death, January 16th, 1945, World War II. And it shows where he's buried in Cambridge, United Kingdom, hour and a half outside of London. So when I have this saved in my phone, in the information, I gotta tell you, Josh, it makes me feel a certain way, especially on today.
Yeah, it's a big day. It's a day that I think, I know it sounds super cliche, and I'm sure a lot of people have said it, but it's definitely, it shouldn't be one day. It should be pretty frequent that we take a minute to step back and thankful for what we have and what people have sacrificed for us.
And to me, it's not like we think about it and honor it on this one day, but yes, you're right. Yeah. Like You just kind of summarized my entire point. This is something that we want to do like continuously all
correct.
The time.
You can drive down 494 on a random Thursday and think about it, but like being able to actually sit back and reflect and take time out of your busy schedule to do it is easier said than done. So
it's just, you know, I think about that in a text from Karen in Northeast. My uncle Lawrence was killed in World War II. You get emotional on this day. And I think another thing, too, that makes me a little bit more emotional than others, or maybe just, I won't say emotional, but a different perspective, I'll put it like that, is, and I'm not trying to tick anybody off by saying this, but this is just me, okay? I'm not a fan of wars. Like, I don't, look, I understand that our world isn't a perfect place. And I understand that there's going to be conflict and there's going to be combat. I totally get that. But when I think about what we lose with all the lives that we lose, the families impacted, it just, I think we all strive and want peace. And that's what I like to think about. Mm-hmm. But clearly, when you have people that have served and serve, you think about their well-being every single day. She goes on to say, I absolutely love, love, love what you're talking about today. I'm busy getting ready for a barbecue. Otherwise, I would call. We are kindred spirits. I know we are when I listen to your talk. God bless. Take care. Enjoy your day. And go Twins and go Wolves. Thank you so much, Karen in Northeast. I truly do appreciate that, because I think that we all should be a lot more reflective about what we've lost, but also think about what we can gain.